Okay, members. Members.
I don't see Charlie either.
Members, take their seats and administrative assistant call the roll.
Chairman Jones.
Here.
Senator Sachs.
Here.
Senator Altman. Senator Brannon.
Here.
Senator Dean.
Here.
Senator Diaz de la Portilla. Senator Hill.
Here.
Senator Norman. Senator Rich.
Here.
Senator Siplin.
Here.
Senator Thrasher.
Here.
Senator Wise. Quorum is present, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. And members, we have a short agenda today, so we'll try and do our business and get you on your way. We'll turn to tab one, take up Senate Bill 476 by Senator Evers. And Mike Bascom is going to present. Mike, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Want to just take up the delete all amendment and speak directly to that?
That'd be fine to me, sir.
Okay, members, we'll take up barcode 501282 by Senator Norman, a courtesy amendment. Mike, to explain.
Here, yes,
this
sir.
Is
Thank
the
you.
Delete all.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The bill clarifies the regulation of one of Florida's fastest growing lodging categories, vacation rentals. The vacation rental is a term used by the travel industry to describe the short-term rental for a fully furnished, single-family, multifamily, or condominium property by the owner. As the term implies, these units are typically rented to vacationers and are an alternative to hotels. Nationwide, vacation rentals represented $24.3 billion in market share of 2007, equaling more than one-fifth of all the hotel room revenue and 8% of the total U.S. travel market. In terms of Central Florida, for example, a total of 1.24 million visitors rented homes in Osceola County in 2006, contributing more than $1.1 billion to the local economy, an additional $583 million to indirect and induced economic impacts to the county. The total economic impact of the vacation home segment was an estimated roughly $1.7 billion, generating over 14,500 jobs. The regulation of vacation rentals has not kept pace with the explosive growth in the industry. As a result, the statutes and regulations relating to vacation rentals are confusing and are standing in the way of the continued growth of this very important hospitality industry in Florida. The bill, for the first time, begins to treat vacation rentals as a legitimate part of Florida's tourism and hospitality industry by clarifying and streamlining the laws as they relate to vacation rentals. Specifically, the bill does three things. It changes the terminology reference to vacation rentals. It protects the property rights of owners of vacation rentals by ensuring local governments place only reasonable and appropriate restrictions on their use, and it specifies that a member of the Florida Vacation Rental Managers Association shall be a part of the advisory council in Chapter 509 that advises DBPR on issues relating to the regulation of public lodging establishments. That's the amendment, Mr. Chair.
Members, you've heard the explanation of the strike call. Are there any questions on that? We also have an amendment to the amendment, but are there any questions on the strike call? Seeing none, we'll Senator Dean, you're recognized for a question on the strike call.
Mr. Chairman, I'm not sure I'm correct in this, so correct me if I'm not. I have a question about the a part of the submission we have here that says that the clarifies that vacation rentals are exempt from certain sanitary rules. I just want to question that. If that's not the strike call, I'll wait for discussion, okay?
Okay, Mr. Bascom, would you like to try there? Or would you like staff to help you?
If I could just turn to Lori Killinger with the Vacation Rental Managers Association, she can answer that question for you, sir.
Okay, if you should come forward and make sure you have a card turned in.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Lori Killinger, representing the Florida Vacation Rental Managers Association. Senator Dean, I'm sorry I didn't understand your question. We're not affecting any regulation at all within the current statute. We're changing the name. We want a seat on the board, and then we're trying to regulate the way local governments regulate vacation rentals. But we're not touching state regulation or sanitary regulations in the strike all at all.
Follow-up.
Senator Dean for follow-up. You're recognized.
All I would point you out is on the clarification on this sheet, on the analysis, it said it clarifies that vacation rentals are exempt from certain sanitary rules. I just want to know what they're talking about.
Mr. Chairman,
sure,
I apologize profusely, Senator. I'm not trying to be cagey. Perhaps staff can help it since they did the analysis. We have not changed any of those regulations. I apologize.
Mr. Oximendi, could you clarify a little bit for Senator Dean?
It's not in the bill. I don't know why it's in the summary.
It's not in the bill anymore? I've been clarified. He said it's not in the bill, but it was on our sheet here, so I was going to ask that question.
All right. Are you happy?
Happy as I'm going to get. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Then we have an amendment to the amendment, courtesy amendment, barcode 212134 by Senator Norman. Courtesy member, Mr. Bascom, to explain.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This amendment was a product working with the Hotel, Restaurant, and Lodging Association industry, dealing with preemption language. Specifically, this amendment clarifies the scope of Florida's current law, which preempts the regulation of such matters of the state. In addition, it deals with remedial training for violations of the Food Safety Code. The amendment would correct this oversight, allowing division to order remedial training in appropriate circumstances from one of the state's 130 approved food safety training programs, and that is the amendment, sir.
You've heard the explanation of the amendment, the amendment. Any questions on the amendment, the amendment? Any questions? Any objections to the amendment, the amendment? Show the amendment adopted without objection. We're back on the amendment as amended. Is there any questions on the amendment as amended? Any questions, any objections? Any objections? Show the amendment to the amendment adopted without objection. if there's no further questions, we do have some appearance cards. Brian Bebo, American Resort Development Association.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Brian Bebo, representing the American Resort Development Association, which is the timeshare association with all the major timeshare developers, Disney, Hyatt, Hilton, Marriott, Starwood, and so forth. We support this bill. We think it's a good bill. We have been working with the sponsors and with the Ms. Killinger and the other principals that are interested in this bill to try to get the language right about timeshares. We are a little bit commercial and we're a little bit residential, and we just need to tweak the bill a little bit for our benefit to make sure that we fit properly within these new designations. We're getting there. We just haven't been able to get there all the way as yet. But appreciate the time.
Thank you. Venetia Brown, Florida Restaurant and Lodging Association. Please and support. Casey Cook, Florida League of Cities.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Casey Cook, Florida League of Cities. Some of our local governments have had problems with short-term rentals in residential communities and have adopted ordinances regulating or banning those short-term rentals. We have some concerns with the bill. Senator Evers and his staff have been very helpful, and we hope to address those concerns going forward. Thank you.
Okay, Laura Killinger, anything additional to add? Okay, we have no further cards. Okay, members, we're now back on the bill. Is there any debate? Is there any debate? Then Senator Hill moves Senate Bill 476 as a committee substitute. Show that done without objection. Mr. Bascom, you waive your close.
Waive my close, sir.
Waives his close. So that's the administrative assistant. Call roll on final passage of committee substitute for Senate Bill 476.
Senator Altman. Senator Brannon. Senator Dean.
Yes.
Senator Diaz de la Portilla. Senator Hill.
Yes.
Senator Norman.
Yes.
Senator Rich.
Yes.
Senator Siplin.
Yes.
Senator Thrasher.
Yes.
Senator Wise. Senator Sachs.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, and so the bill passes. Okay, members, we'll take up tab 2, Senate Bill 668 by Senator Ring relating to Florida Gaming Trust Fund. And we will recognize Shannon McNeil from Senator Ring's office to explain the bill. And I'd also say Shannon is one of President Aridopoulos's seminar students that's with us this term. Welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Committee members, my name is Shannon McNeil, and like you said, I'm here on behalf of Senator Ring presenting Senate Bill 668. This bill creates the Department of Gaming Control Trust Fund, and the purpose of the trust fund is to provide funding for regulation of skill-based machine and slot-based gaming, and that is the bill, Mr. Chair.
Short and sweet. There's also one technical amendment by Senator Sachs, bill amendment number 892426 by Senator Sachs. It is a technical amendment. Any objections? Any objections? Seeing none, show the technical amendment adopted without objection. We're now back on the bill as amended. Are there any questions? Is there any debate? Seeing none, Senator Ring does not want a committee substitute, so Ms. McNeil waves her close, and we'll ask the administrative assistant to call roll on final passage of Senate Bill 668 as amended.
Senator Altman, Senator Brannon, Senator Dean,
yes.
Senator Diaz de la Portilla, Senator Hill,
yes.
Senator Norman,
yes.
Senator Rich?
Yes.
Senator Siplin?
Yes.
Senator Thrasher?
Yes.
Senator Wise? Senator Sachs?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, and so the bill passes. Okay, members, we'll now move to tab 3. We'll take up committee substitute for Senate Bill 582 by Community Affairs and Senator Dietert relating to local business taxes, and we have Charlie Anderson to explain the bill.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Mr. Chair, members. Senator Dietert appreciates you hearing this bill. She's chairing Commerce right now. We'll lose a quorum. So currently, a county or municipality may impose a local business tax for the privilege of engaging in or managing a business within its jurisdiction. This bill specifies that a person who is an employee of another person does not have to pay a local business tax. This bill also states that an independent contractor is not considered an employee. The bill came about because one of our local cities had some questions about who had to pay the tax, and they asked for an opinion from the Attorney General's office. That opinion in October of 2010 greatly expanded what was already allowed in the law, and that's why we're bringing the bill forward today. We don't want to limit counties and cities from the revenue they're already getting from local business taxes, but the AG's opinion would allow an overreach, and Senator Dietert's opinion, and we do not want to unfairly impact businesses and employees by being hit with a huge tax increase. Senator Dietert feels that a hospital should be charged a local business tax, but not every nurse who works in the hospital should be charged a local business tax. That is the bill.
Members, you've heard an explanation. The bill also is the House sponsor, Mr. Ken Roberson, here?
I think he's ending up having to chair a committee, so I don't
know he wanted to make a couple comments, and I'd be happy to have him do so should he be here, but I don't see him. So are there any questions? Seeing none, there are no amendments. Are there any appearance cards? Okay. Letitia Adams, Florida Chamber of Commerce. Waves of support. Frank Miners. Association of, okay, ways and for it. Trey Price. Board of Realtors.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Really briefly, Trey Price representing the Florida Realtors. In front of this committee, of course, regulated industries, we wanted to point out that currently we are included in this bill. And that is primarily because sales associates, broker associates, and brokers are the three different type of licenses that that the Florida Real Estate Commission oversees Florida the real estate industry. FREC, the Florida Real Estate Commission, currently considers sales associates and broker associates to be employees of the broker, and as such, we believe that those folks should not be subject to the local business tax. Brokers, however, we believe should be subject to that tax. We appreciate Senator Dietert's carrying this bill, and we look forward to working with her on this as it goes forward. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Amber Hughes, Florida League of Cities.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members. The Florida League of Cities, Amber Hughes, Florida League of Cities, we have some concerns with the way that the bill is currently drafted. We are very appreciative of Senator Dietert and her staff and their willingness to work with us. I just wanted to point out a few things for the record. The local business tax is one of the four taxes that this legislature has authorized cities and counties to levy for general revenue funds. So the cities use these as general revenue funds. And with the current language in the bill, some of our cities will have a huge fiscal impact. For example, the city of Tampa currently levies about $10 million. With the current language in this bill, they anticipate an impact of about $3.5 million. And they pledge these revenues to back bonds, their aquarium bonds. And so they get into some bond covenants issues, which I won't bore you with. But as I said, the senator has been more than amenable to working with us to help mitigate the impact to local governments, and we'll continue to work with her. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Doug Manheimer, Florida League for Florida Healthcare Association. Ways of support. Russ Clinette, Pompano Beach.
Mr. Chairman, Senators, thank you very much. Our concerns are very similar to what the Florida League of Cities had to say a couple of minutes ago. I had a call last night from the city staff at Pompano Beach who read the bill in such a manner that they asked me a question. We have not had an opportunity to speak to Senator Dietert yet, but they said, well, if you've got a law firm where all of the attorneys inside the law firm have a license and they're all required to get an occupational license, this would essentially say that only one person in that firm would have to get that occupational license, which is the way that we read it. If in fact that is the way it reads it, the impact to the city of Pompano Beach, not a particularly huge city, would be $243,000 a year. pretty significant hit in these particular times. And in the same situation, that tax is also bonded out by the city for certain essential items. So we'd look forward between now and the next stop to deal with that, because it's a pretty significant hit to cities. And we appreciate the committee taking a look at that. Thank you very much, Senator.
Okay, members, I have no further appearance cards. Is there any debate? Seeing none. Ms. Anderson, would you like to close?
Waive my close.
Waive your close. Ask the administrative assistant to call roll and final passage of committee substitute for Senate Bill 582.
Senator Altman, Senator Brennan, Senator Dean,
yes.
Senator Diaz de la Portilla, Senator Hill,
yes.
Senator Norman,
yes.
Senator Rich, Senator Siplin,
yes.
Senator Thrasher,
yes.
Senator Wise, Senator Sachs,
yes.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, and so the bill passes.
Thank you.
Members, move to tab 4. We'll take up Senate Bill 1742 by Senator Thrasher relating to regulation of the professions. Senator Thrasher.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think the members who've been here a while, you'll recognize the Professional Resource Network, which is a project that has been around for a number of years, and also the intervention project for nurses. These are the two programs designated by the State of Florida's Impaired Practitioner Programs, and as such, both of these programs act and serve as consultants to the Department of Health and the Department of Business Professional Regulation in matters relating to practitioner impairment. The original program was started a number of years ago by the Florida Medical Association. These matters, by the way, include psychiatric, chemical dependence, and behavioral disturbance, cognitive and physical impairments of these practitioners. The mission of the program is one in which to protect the public, obviously, and the safety of the public by providing an avenue for swift interventions and close monitoring of physicians, nurses, and a myriad of other practitioners under the jurisdiction of the Department of Business Professional Regulation and the Department of Health. As with any good program or successful program, Mr. Chairman and Senators, there are time for some tweaks in the program, and this is, I think, that time. And let me tell you what the revisions of this particular bill will do. It clarifies that the two programs are not treatment centers and thus do not require specific licenses. Their role is to facilitate the evaluation and monitoring of healthcare professionals, not treatment. Another section, important section, allows the impairment programs to contract with all the schools in Florida training healthcare professionals to offer services to their students also. Healthcare professionals seeking a license in Florida may have a item of information in his or her application that requires further analysis. If the executive director or their designee of a board or council is able to refer such an inquiry to an impairment program, and more rapidly the topic can be addressed. This revision would ensure that type of response. Also provides for faster action in emergency suspension issues recommended by the program consultants. It also clarifies that the Division of Financial Services would represent the impairment programs in any legal action brought against them. It protects the impairment program records. This particular section incorporates the action of recent court decision regarding the parameters as to when and if and whom such information can be released to. It deals with first responders, emergency medical technicians, and paramedics who are presently not covered by the operational parameters of any statewide impairment program. And again, this section is designated to protect the public as these individuals have access to controlled substances. This, lastly, Mr. Chairman, the section one section addresses radiology technicians. These individuals are not under the purview of the Medical Quality Assurance Division of the Department of Health, and this revision would require that the PRN type of services for these healthcare professionals be under the same protocol format as other health professionals under the department. That's the bill, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, members, you've heard the explanation. Are there any questions? Senator Siplin, I think you better ask that in private. Any further questions? Seeing none, we do have some appearance cards. Judy Rivenbark? In for or against? Support. Thank you. Martha Brown, Dr. Martha Brown, Professional Resource Network.
Support.
Anna Small, representing the nurses, Support. Jeff Scott, Florida Medical Association. Raise and support. There are no amendments, members, so we're back on the bill. Is there any debate? Seeing none. Senator Thrasher to close. Wages closed. Administrative Assistant call roll on final passage of Senate Bill 1742.
Senator Altman. Senator Brannon. Senator Dean.
Yes.
Senator Diaz de la Portilla. Senator Hill.
Yes.
Senator Norman.
Yes.
Senator Rich.
Yes.
Senator Siplin.
Yes.
Senator Thrasher.
Yes.
Senator Wise. Senator Sachs.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, and so the bill passes. Members, I had two letters here from members of our committee. Senator Diaz de la Portilla is presenting bills. Said he'd be a little bit late. And also Senator Thad Altman said he'd be a little bit late. So I would like to consider these letters as excused absences since we've concluded our business. Any objection? Show that done without objection. And also the committee would like to wish Senator Sachs a happy birthday on Friday. Since we won't see her until our birthday's over, and with that, Senator Hill moves we rise.